Bristol Bay's sacro herring fisheries are largely finished. In just under 2 weeks, seiners harvested their quotas in Togiak and Port Mahler. The gillnet harvest remains open for the one gillnet boat fishing the quota in the Togiak district. KDLG's Avery Lill has more.
The Togiak herring fishery closed to the purseine fleet on May 2nd. The quota for seiners was 16,800 tons, and they managed to take 16,500 tons. Warner Liu is the fleet manager for Icicle Seafoods. Liu also owns Deckhand Seafoods, which smokes, cans, and sells Togiak herring.
Well, the 2018 Togiak season was unusual in that it started way early, but it ran a full 11 days for the seine fishing. That was due mostly to the poor weather that never relented. It was windy, sloppy. Spotter pilots had a rough time flying. A lot of fish were caught with the sounders, not by the usual aerial spotting. It was tough fishing conditions.
The average row recovery was reported at 11.4%. The overall size of the fish caught this year was 366 grams. Liu noted that these fish were smaller than normal.
The long-term average for a seine caught herring is 370 grams. And gillnets 400 or better. This year, the average was way smaller because of the high numbers of 5-, 6-, and 7-year-olds. So the market seemed to be more forgiving this year, probably due to the shortfall in Sitka. And the row percent was just fine.
In April, the Sitka sacro herring fishery closed 8,000 tons short of its quota. It's too early to know what price the herring will fetch at market or the base price fishermen will be paid, but Liu is optimistic that the low harvest in Sitka could increase the demand for Togiak herring. Another unusual factor in this year's Togiak herring fishery was colder than average water temperatures, which may have contributed to the herring staying in deeper waters further from shore. Alaska Department of Fish and Game Area Management biologist Tim Sands said that water temperatures usually rise above 3 degrees Celsius during the fishery.
That's when the spawning starts happening and the season really gets going. This year, there never got to 3 degrees, and the spawning didn't really happen like we normally see it. And I think that is part of the reason.
Despite the tough fishing conditions, Sand said the biomass was healthy. The Port Mahler sacro herring fishery opened briefly on Friday and Saturday. The 39-hour fishery harvested 1,000 tons of herring. Bob Murphy is an Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologist on the Alaska Peninsula.
This is what we were shooting for based on the biomass that we observed. The fleet, they were happy with the quality and didn't want to stick through the storm that was occurring. Folks thought it would be best just to start moving on to get home.
With about 17,500 tons of herring between Togiak and Port Mahler, seining for herring in Bristol Bay is over for 2018. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.